Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, have you placed your Christmas order for your Kroger turkey? Yes, sir, Christmas is moving up. And when that day comes, you'll want to be sure you have a Kroger turkey roasting in your oven. Because your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds, Kroger priced for better value. These elegant birds are plump, tender, heavy-breasted. They have that real country fresh flavor. So, of course, a Kroger turkey turns out better when you cook it. Yes, when you choose a Kroger turkey, you choose the pick of the flock. And after you've cooked it, say, you're ready to serve a royal treat. You see, Kroger turkeys are real aristocrats. They come out of the oven all crispy brown on the outside, firm-fleshed, plump and juicy on the inside. And while they're cooking, goodness gracious, the aroma will make your mouth water. That's because Kroger turkeys are top-quality birds, raised in the best turkey-raising areas by experienced turkey farmers. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and juicy. They're expertly dressed with all the care you'd take yourself. And they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. This year, enjoy a really fine turkey and take advantage of the Kroger low price that actually helps you save. Place your order now and be sure you get the exact size bird you want. Visit your Kroger store without delay and ask your Kroger meat man to reserve one of these top quality turkeys for you. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Life alone is not the important thing. It's what you make of it that counts. Life for Penny Gibbs could have been rendered meaningless with the death of her fiancé had she allowed it. But Penny instead found a purpose in life again, a community center for the young people of Rossville, helping others who need guidance. Chief among the people who receive Penny's help are young Nora and Freddie Lang. The two are at the farm this afternoon, sitting by the fireplace, as Freddie says...
Doesn't it seem peaceful out here, Nora?
Nice and quiet. Restful.
Oh, crickets, yes. Oh, but Freddie, I feel so guilty.
You feel guilty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, about what?
About all there is to do at Penny's house.
Oh.
Here I sit propped up in a big easy chair by a nice warm fire, just as if I were sick or something.
Well, you're not sick, Nora, but look, you're going to have a baby. You've got to change your tune from tote that barge and lift that bale to slow down, sister.
The way you talk, you'd think I was having the baby tomorrow. Oh, Freddie, I just hate staying out here when, well, there's so much to do at Penny's house.
Yeah, I know. So much to do. Washing, scrubbing, cooking, taking care of Julie and the baby, waiting on Mr. Billings, going out to the store, mending, sewing, cleaning. Well, jumping Jehoshaphat, Nora, you're just a little girl. You're not a workhorse.
I'm neither a little girl nor a workhorse. And besides, I never did all those things alone. Penny and Mrs. Billings always helped me.
Well, and for a couple of days, they can do everything by themselves. You know, You look better already. Yeah, we've only been out here a couple hours.
To be honest with you, Freddie, I feel better, too.
Good.
Because of the prospect of a couple of lazy days.
Mm-hmm. You were tired, weren't you?
A little.
I could tell that. You know, Crickets?
What?
There was something missing from your giggle. There's a missing now, though. Say, look, I'm going to have Dr. Ryan come out and look at you.
Oh, Freddie, please, don't bother Dr. Ryan again.
Well, now, Nora, he told me to get in touch with him this evening, and if he could, he'd run out here to see you. He wants to see how you are after you're relaxed a while.
Well, let's wait until I get back to town,
No, let's do it my way for a change. And do what's best for you and the baby.
Well, when you put it that way, if it's best for the baby...
And it's not bad for me either. I'm still too young for gray hair.
And too old to be worried about becoming a father.
Oh, I'm not worried about me at all. It's you. And look, Crickets.
What?
Just remember this. You're not one person now. You're two.
I'm two? Well, Freddie, that's right. I am. I'm two people.
Yep.
Two people.
And that means that we're three.
Yeah.
We're a family, Nora. You, me, and a baby. And what you and I are living for right now is, it's not ourselves, but for the baby. Yeah, our baby. Somebody that wouldn't and couldn't exist except for us.
Oh, Freddy, it's scary when you think of it that way.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it gives you kind of a jolt, doesn't it? Makes you want to be sure that you've got your feet on the ground and a job and a little money in the bank. More than that, though, Nora, it makes you want to be sure. Sure that you have a home and that you're in love with someone who loves you and trusts you. And will see you through anything that comes along.
Freddie, what made you say that?
Oh, nothing in particular, Nora. Nothing special, but it's just what I was thinking, that's all.
Freddie, I don't like to ask you again because you seem to get kind of angry when I do, but something's bothering you, isn't it?
Bothering me? Oh, it's nothing you have to worry about, Nora.
But there is something wrong, isn't there?
Not anything that concerns you and me.
Oh, Freddie, you keep evading my questions.
It's just not anything that we have to talk about, that's all.
See, you're angry again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nora. I am. I didn't mean to do that. Guess you're not the only one that's tired. I'm a little tired, too. Been a tough year. Farm's a lot of work and a lot of worry. Sort of knocked myself out being excited about the baby, and maybe I need a couple days' rest, too.
I think you do, Freddie. You're not the way you used to be, funny all the time and making me laugh. We don't laugh half as much as we used to.
Maybe we're getting a little more serious about things. And in a lot of ways, that's good, Nora.
Of course it is, darling, but we don't ever want to be so serious about things that we don't have any fun at all, do we?
Oh, Nora, we'll always have fun. We'll have lots of it. Maybe right now we're just suffering from growing pains. Growing up pains, I mean.
I hope that's all it is.
Well, you can bet that's all there is. It's about all it amounts to, Crickets. It's just a passing thing, and when we're used to all these responsibilities we see ahead of us and we find out how easy they are to handle, why, we'll laugh and we'll have fun just like a couple of kids.
Oh, Freddie, darling, you always make me feel so much better. If I always remember to listen to you and to do what you say, I know I'll never be unhappy.
You unhappy, Nora? Listen, I'll give up everything I ever hope to have to make you happy and to keep you happy. And if I seem to be acting funny or angry or upset about anything, it's only because I get scared that something will happen to make you unhappy. Will you remember that?
Yes, Freddie, Oh, Crickets, Freddie, look at the time.
Gosh, and your dad's train gets in from Wayne City in an hour.
Yeah.
Look, I better get out of here. You'll be all right out here all alone, won't
you? Oh, sure, you'll only be gone a couple of hours, won't you?
Oh, at the most. The only thing that'll keep me away longer is if your dad's train is late or if he missed it and maybe he's taking a later.
Yeah, but don't worry about me, Freddie. I've been alone before and I won't be afraid. Well, after all, what is there out here to frighten me?
Gypsy! Where are you?
Freddie, I'm here in the game room.
Oh? Oh, you call this a game room?
Yeah.
Well, gosh, Gypsy, to me it looks more like the scene of an explosion.
Well, remodeling a place certainly does make a mess out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you ask me, it would have been easier to build a new building from the ground up.
I almost think so, too. Say, did you pick up Nora's father at the station?
No, there was a wire from him when I stopped by at the house. He's not coming in until 9 o'clock tonight.
Well, is Nora alone at the farm?
Yeah, but she's going to be all right. Hey, look, I tried to get a hold of Dr. Ryan on the phone and have him go out and see her, but I couldn't reach him. You want to try later on for me?
Oh, yeah, sure I will. Oh, you brought Jed's drawings over to me.
Yeah, he said you could maybe use these. I told him I had a lot of time on my hands, so I thought I'd bring them along.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I left the house without them and I could have used them a dozen times. Thanks.
Okay. So this is going to be Rossville's Community Center, huh?
Mm-hmm, you like it?
Well, if I know you, Gibbsy, out of this great big mess here is going to come a beautiful establishment. What do you have to be to get into this place?
Oh, no one special. Just a youngster looking for a place to have a good time.
Oh, well, then you can consider me a charter member, Penny. Number one on the list.
You are on the top of the list, Freddie.
Thanks. But look, all kidding aside, you know, I wish there'd been a place like this in my neighborhood when I was a kid. Yeah, I might have stayed out of trouble that way. Be a whole lot better off today.
Yeah, you're doing all right, though.
Thanks to you for straightening me out. You and a little luck. I wish there was a phone out at the farm.
You worried about Nora?
Oh, no, she's all right. She was feeling pretty good when I left her, but she expects me back in a couple of hours. Though I did say that her Dad might come in on a later train.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I'm sure she won't be worried. And if I get in touch with Dr. Ryan, I'll try and have him go out there right away.
Oh, that's good. It'll be just my luck you'll be so busy you won't be able to make it tonight at all. Let's see, 5 o'clock now. I pick up Nora's dad at 9. He'll be out at the farm by 10.
Look, Freddie, why don't you go back to the farm and come in later just in time to meet the train?
Well, I'd like to do that, but I can't, Gibbsy. I got a little business to attend to. In town.
Oh? Is it what I think it is?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. She gave me till tonight to get that money up, and I haven't got a dime of it yet. Don't know what I'm going to do either, but it's going to be something.
Yeah? Come on, open up, Helen. It's me, Freddie.
Well, it's about time. You had just another hour, kiddo, and then I was coming to see you.
Yeah, I know, I know. Helen, I got some bad news for you.
How bad?
It's plenty bad, unless you give me more time.
I told you I wanted that dough. I told you to get it up and tonight, too, or I'll start doing things you don't like.
Now, look, Helen, if I were trying to run out on you or slough you off, would I have shown up here tonight?
You'd have showed up with the dough, not with empty pockets.
Well, I did show up, though, didn't I? And I'm not saying I won't get you the money. I just want some more time, that's all.
How much more time?
I don't know.
Well, you better find out.
Look, Helen, where am I going to get that much money?
Well, I don't know, but it's still early. You can get a lot of dough together between now and midnight. You got lots of friends.
Oh, no. Not going to borrow from my friends, Helen. And besides, I don't have much time either. I've got to meet Nora's dad at the station in an hour and then get right out to the farm. My wife's out there alone and she doesn't feel so good.
Well, isn't that too bad? Now, look, Hugh. I said I wanted $1,000 and I... Okay, Freddy. I'll give you a break.
Yeah? How much of a break?
I don't know yet. I'll have to think it over. Come back and see me in a couple of days, and maybe I'll have something worked out.
What do you mean, Helen?
I mean, maybe I've been too rough on you, kid. I still want dough, and you're going to have to give it to me, but maybe I can get along without having it all at once.
Well, that's swell, Helen.
I don't want no arguments about it, and I'll get out of here before I change my mind.
Yeah, sure, sure, Helen. Look, I'll see you in a couple of days, huh?
Yeah, next Monday or something. So long.
So long.
So his wife is out there at the farm all by herself. This is just what little Helen has been waiting for.
So Helen Burroughs knows that young Nora is ill and alone at the farm. Does Helen intend to go out there? And what will happen if she does? Is Nora in danger? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, do you want a super good Christmas dinner? Then be sure the bird you put into your oven next Thursday is super good. Be sure it's a Kroger turkey. Yes, your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys. And it's a good idea to place your order early. Then you'll get the exact size you want. See your Kroger meat man as soon as possible and order your Kroger turkey. Kroger priced for better value. These elegant birds are plump, tender, heavy-breasted, and carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. These birds have a real country fresh flavor, because they're raised in the best turkey-growing areas, because they're scientifically fed for flavor, and expertly dressed, as cleanly as you yourself would dress a prize bird. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay and order your Christmas Kroger turkey. Remember, if you place your order early, you'll make sure of getting one of these fine birds in the exact size you want. This Christmas, enjoy the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price actually helps you save. So order your Kroger turkey now at your Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.